This is Rabbi Nassan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, May 1st, 2019. We are on Tezayin Amud Beis 16b, the first section, the black text, from Hasam to Aha. So yesterday we had a question, another case where you have a positive, right, the negative command followed by a positive would be the case where you take the mashkon from, you take the collateral from a convert and the convert dies, right? So those are the two cases, right? You should have, we said, the case of Shiluach HaKan, the case of the rapist, and now we have the case of stealing the mashkon from a convert and the convert dying, where it's no longer possible to fulfill your obligation, right? So that should be a third case. So Gemara says no, right? It's top of the page. Hasam gavra bar tashluminu. Vishibudu de gerhu de kapaka. No, in that case, it's not the person's fault, right? Gavra bar tashluminu. The guy who took the collateral is a bar tashluminu. He has to pay back. When you have to pay back, you don't get whipped. Why doesn't he have to literally give the money in this case? Because the shibud of the ger, the claim of the convert, hu de kapaka, that went, you know, poof. But the guy is still, in theory, obligated to pay, and therefore he doesn't get whipped. Because there's no one to give the money to. But that's not his fault. Good. We're still not done. So we say, wait a minute. Okay, so we got rid of the case of mashkon. We got rid of the case of the mashkon of the convert. We got rid of the Gezel case. We're still standing at two. We're at sending away the mother bird in the rape case. Those are our two. I say, wait a minute. Vahayika Peya. I'll give you another case. All right. The Peya is the corner of your field that is left for the poor. Derachmana Amar, right? The compassionate one. God says, Lo tchale pe'at salcha. You should not destroy the corner of the field, i.e. leave some for the poor, v'chulei, etc. La'ani v'la ger ta'azov otam. Rather, positive command, you must leave them for the poor. So there you have the same thing. Negative command, don't do it. Don't destroy, don't cut all the crops from your corner of your field. Positive command, rather you must leave them for the poor. And mishkachas lo bikimo v'lo kimo bitlo v'lo bitlo. Right, we can establish the case of not leaving the peya over both with kimo v'lo kimo. You have the opportunity to leave it for the poor. That's the simple case, right? You cut down all the stuff in your field. We say, wait a minute, gotta leave that for the poor. And either you listen or you don't listen. If you listen, great, you've left it, you fulfilled your mitzvah. If you don't, you get whipped. But bitzlo, bitlo, bitzlo, we can also establish this case, right, where you have the opportunity to, right, destroy any future possibility of ever fulfilling the positive command. Ditznan, right, where do we find that? Mitzvahs peya lahafrish min hakama. The ideal, the mitzvah of peya is to leave it, hakama is when it's standing, when it's still in the field, right, just leave it there. Don't even cut it down. Leave it for the poor to come and get. That's the mitzvah. What happens if you don't perform the ideal mitzvah? Right? Lo hifrish min hakama. If you don't, leave it standing, so mafrish min haomrim, then you leave the sheaves, right? The omer, right? Ah, the omer, right? Sounds familiar. You leave the sheaves lying there, and the poor people will come and take it. Lo hifrish min ha'omrim. If you didn't separate for the poor from the sheaves, mafrish min ha'kri. The kri is when you start to pile them up. Right? So first you cut them down. They're all sitting, right? Once you cut them down with whatever you cut it down with, they're laying there in the field. Then you start to pile them up. Okay? So if you didn't leave it in sheaves, leave a part of the pile. Ad shalom mireach, until you smooth out the pile, right? You made it into bundles. Mircho, if you made it into bundles, at that point it becomes, right, maser v'notin lo. Then they become liable for maser, and then you can also give it to the poor. But at that point, the process ends. Right, what happens if you grind the wheat, make it into flour? So at that point, you no longer, it seems, obligated in peah, and that's how you nullify the possibility of ever giving the peah. So we can establish, don't do it, don't destroy the corner of your field, positive command, leave it for the poor. I can give you the opportunity to leave it, you can take it or leave it, or you can actually bring the grain to a point where you're no longer obligated in peah and destroy the possibility of ever fulfilling that positive command. So this is a third case. Why did we say it's only Shiluach HaKan and one other? I just gave you another case. So the Gemara answers, Kidder Rabbi Yishmael. No, so maybe we hold like Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar, Af Mafrish Min Ha'isa. Rabbi Yishmael says you even take peah from a dough. Right, you ground it, you kneaded it. So maybe according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's only two. And there is a point of no return. Right? No, sorry, there is no point of no return. You can always give the peah, and therefore we stick with our original two. We stick with Shiluach HaKan and rape, the not remarrying the divorcee. And we don't include the case of peah. Gemara says that's not so simple either. Uli Rabbi Yishmael, Nami Mishka. Even according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says you have to give peah to the poor, even from the dough, Mishka Chasla, we can find the case where you destroy the possibility of ever giving it to the poor. De Achal Isa. Right? What if you ate the dough? You made it into bread and you ate it. At that point, even Rabbi Yishmael has to agree that you've destroyed the possibility of ever giving the peah. From that answer, there actually is no return. That's a slam dunk, as we say. It has to be that we're including the case of peah very similar to the case of sending away the mother bird, Shiluach HaKan. Ela zos ve'od acheret, when the Gemara said this, the case of Shiluach HaKan and another, aha. It actually referred to Shiluach HaKan and peah. And we have to remove the rapist not remarrying the woman that he raped and divorced. That we're going to remove from the equation, and that we will do tomorrow. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.